And tired of raking your leaves from the lawn or getting someone else to do it? You might have an alternative, although it too involves a little work, but it certainly has ecological benefits. On the WDL Newsline from Clarksville, Maryland, you can hear Dr. John Tronfeld, director of the Home and Garden Information Center, University of Maryland. So, despite the convention that one rakes the leaves in one's yard and disposes of them somehow, what is the contrarian advice that maybe that's destructive in ways that most of us don't even think about?
Yeah, Alan, it'd be much more sustainable to use those leaves in your own landscape. So, for example, if the layer of leaves is not more than 4 inches deep, you can run them over with a mulching mower. And as long as you can see that about half of the lawn is still green with grass and half is brown with the fragments of leaves, that's great for your lawn and it won't injure it at all. You can also rake leaves and mulch your perennial beds, your trees and shrubs, so that all those nutrients can stay in place on your landscape.
So if a listener has lots and lots of trees, I mean, extraordinary amount, yeah, then maybe that would be too much. But if it's just kind of the average residential property, probably you would have a combination of being able to see the green grass coming through, but also some of the leaves, yeah, and that's a pretty good idea.
I think so, yeah.
But there is the mulching thing. You do think it is good to try to break down the leaves a little bit?
Right, it is. And most lawnmowers are mulching mowers today. If you just left the leaves lay whole on your lawn, some of them can be rather large, and if they're overlapping and we get a lot of rain, they can mat down, and that could injure your turf.
So there is that one proviso there, just don't let it go wild, but maybe there's an alternative to merely raking them all up and trying to dispose of them.
That's right. And see if your neighbors are composting, if you're not, and maybe they've got a vegetable garden or flower beds, and they would appreciate having leaves rather than see you send them out to the landfill.
Maybe this is too simplistic, but there are certain trees or shrubs that have leaves that are more beneficial in terms of nutrients or other things than others?
You know, not really, Alan. Some tree leaves may be a little more acidic, but once the leaves have completely broken down, the pH is about the same and the amount of nutrients is very similar.
Gotcha. And what about some leaf cover for the benefit of insects?
Well, that's right. A lot of solitary bees and all kinds of insects need some cover over the winter. So leaving part of your yard a little bit rough is good for those insects. Also, covering any bare soil over the winter with leaves is a great idea. So if you have excess leaves, just cover your vegetable beds, flower beds, and around perennials.
Do you see this along the philosophical movement that it isn't imperative to have a completely green lawn, that maybe you might want to set off for some kind of a garden or other uses? And beyond that, even native plants, including what some people might call weeds for butterflies, moths, birds, and bees?
Sure. A lot of it is aesthetics and what you're used to and what you think is beautiful. And I think if we think about trying to mimic nature more and be less concerned with having that perfectly groomed landscape or that perfectly green lawn, we'll be doing ourselves a favor, we'll save money, and it'll be better for the environment.
But what if one of your neighbors objects? Well, what if you get a face or a reaction in horror? I'm sure that happens once in a while.
It does. I think if it becomes a concern and it's straining the relationship, I think an honest conversation can really help to explain why you're doing what you're doing, that it's not going to negatively impact your neighbor. If anything, it's going to positively impact the water quality in the neighborhood, keeping soil in place and attracting pollinators and beneficial insects.
Because as you know, there are still people that believe in the antiseptic green lawn perfection, yeah, watering all through the summer, getting rid of every single leaf if possible. You know, it's a different mindset. Yeah. I guess it's somewhat generational.
Right. It takes time. And I think that message has been getting out. And with climate change, it's even more important that we pay attention to how we're treating the land and how everything we do in our own yard affects our overall community and the people downstream.
anything in particular about our region, Delaware, Maryland, Pennsylvania, and flooding or some other issues?
Well, you know, last year, Alan, we had in Maryland 72, 73 inches of rain. Right now, we're in a pretty significant late drought. They called it a flash drought, but the climate instability plus the weather extremes is really contributing to a lot of plant stress. And we've had a lot of oaks dying in Maryland this year, in part because of these major swings in temperature, very significant rainfall one year and pretty serious drought the next. So we're on a bit of a roller coaster, and anything we can do to help make our landscapes more resilient by improving the soil, by using native plants, that's all going to be to our benefit in the long term.
What might be a legitimate objection, what about wet leaves on a sidewalk, which, as you know, can have some of the properties of ice? People can slip and break an arm.
Right. So, of course, we want people to remove, you know, fertilizers from hardscapes as they're fertilizing their lawn. Leaves, I see in my own neighborhood, people feel like if their trees are extending over into the road and the leaves fall in the road, somehow it's not their responsibility. But it's all of our responsibilities to get those leaves up so they're not a tripping hazard and so those leaves don't end up in the storm drain and contributing to nutrient pollution.
And finally, if one does have to dispose of some leaves, what's the best way to do it?
Well, if your county is composting yard waste, then it's perfectly fine to put it out on the curb, and then it's going to be turned into a nice product that people can come and pick up. I think, again, if you have neighbors who like to compost or have need for the leaves, that kind of keeps the leaves in the neighborhood, and it saves on trucking costs and helps us recycle those nutrients locally.
All right, Professor Schoenfeld, thank you so much for the time.
You're quite welcome, Alan. Thank you.
And so Dr. John Schoenfeld, director of the Home and Garden Information Center, which comes out of the University of Maryland, joining us from Clarksville, Maryland, here on Delaware.